For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I got out to see Love's Passionate Fire, and the night before that, Bad Jews. But let's talk about this Love's Passionate Fire. Shakespeare's sonnets, and in general, I like things over at the New Phoenix. They try to push things a little bit, and Kelly Bocock Natale is very inventive. But it mostly seemed like a bunch of my favorite actors
dancing around Shakespeare.
Yeah, it was kind of like a waste of great talent.
Well, I think that it's probably much more difficult to do than they anticipated. And the poems are not actually difficult, but at a certain point they even stumble into a kind of winceable, jokey thing of, you know, we don't understand them either. And I thought to myself, yes, we can tell. But it's a classic acting exercise to give a student a sonnet and simply make sense of some of the most beautiful poetry ever written in English. And we get a flavor of that, but also in the 154 sonnets, there are some distinct narrative threads. They tell a story. There are infinite theatrical avenues into these poems, but I think that certain decisions were simply not made on time. And so it is a well-intentioned mishmash.
Love's Passionate Fire. It's up through February 27th. And remember, Thursday nights are pay what you want. So you might want to take that into consideration next Thursday. Also got out to see Bad Jews, which you had already seen. Absolutely loved it. Just four players on the stage. One important person is never seen. And that, of course, is Poppy, the grandfather. But I was moved. And you were right. That surprise ending. Did not see that coming.
Didn't see that coming. And I like the actors so much. I was questioning Aaron Lee Dandy's ability to be unlikable, but she does manage in a very entertaining fashion. A wonderful cast.
Bad Jews through the 28th out at the Maxine and Robert Seller Theater, 2640 at North Forest. Fetch Clay Make Man, we mentioned also last week, was a little bit like Bad Jews, cultural identity.
Yes, certain stereotypes as well explored in this play about the friendship, the real life friendship between Stepan Fetchit and Muhammad Ali. And we can see a theme of this, well, not just across the American theater, but especially across the theater in Western New York this week. Bad Jews, Fetch Clay, Make Man. Also, The Shipment, which is being done at Torn Space, a fairly new play, well, fairly recent anyway, by Youngjin Lee, a Korean-American woman writer who has fascinatingly written a play that challenges African-American stereotypes. She wrote the play collaborating with African-American actors, and during its development and early productions, she became obsessed with watching how different audience members would react. The Shipment, which takes its title from a rap song, which she felt had a double meaning of drugs or slaves, The Shipment, and that's at Torn Space Theater.
Well, here's a play. Just from the title, it sounds right in line with the times. El Hajj Malik. I don't know anything about it.
It's about Malcolm X and Ujima Theater Company doing it. They did it many years ago very beautifully. This is a moving, thought-provoking play, a very good piece for Ujima Company, though I look and they've packed it with a lot of new names this time. Some names I've not seen before, which is promising, a little renewal for the company, but a good piece for them. And again, we can see that, you know, many, many theaters, this is true across the country, audiences tend to focus around a niche. This could also be said of the new play being done at the Buffalo United Artists, a world premiere of a play by local writer Todd Warfield, also directed by Mr. Warfield, called Load More Guys, which is a double entendre which will be understandable to people who use the Grindr dating and hookup website for gay men, and it refers to when you download more names, meet more people.
You load more guys
into your telephone or whatever it is you're using to meet people. Yeah, it's one of those, what's the phrase? Hookup sites.
Hookup sites.
Yes.
Both El Hajj Malik and Load More Guys open tonight. And what's interesting is that the play, ostensibly about gay life, is not at the Main Street Cabaret part of the alleyway. It's at the alleyway theater. And the other play is at the Main Street Cabaret.
Right.
Just sort of a little, not role reversal, but theater reversal.
Well, that's become a very busy little theater complex down there. That's Neil Raddus sharing his space, and there's something rocking and rolling about every night.
The Shipment opens tonight at 7:30. Load More Guys opens tonight at 8, as does El Hajj Malik tonight at 8. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.